89WBSD, welcome back to the studio. This is John Jensen. I am here with the winner of tons of different Entertainer of the Year awards for Wisconsin. Man whose name, if uttered at a college campus, triggers memories for nearly everyone. Man who played thousands of shows, ranging from shows with his former band, the Yipes, and shows that he's done everywhere in Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, New York. I know you did a couple. And
we're big in Pittsburgh.
We're big in Pittsburgh. You like Pittsburgh cheese. I watch YouTube too much. And a show that, I mean, you have the audience feel your energy like no other stage show I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Mr. Pat McCurdy. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. How are you today, Pat?
I'm absolutely fine. I just played at Chocolate Fest.
Yeah.
I'm gorged with chocolate right now.
Awesome. And Mike's Hard Lemonade, as I saw you.
Hey,
now, you do shows almost every night during the summer, and you just performed at Chalk Fest, as you said. So while you're still in the post-show mode, what is a normal post-show like for you?
Driving.
Lots of driving?
Usually we get in the van and drive home, and then I wind down by watching infomercials and and political TV. That's my schedule. But, you know, post-show today, I'm coming over here, and then... since I didn't have anything to eat at Chocolate Fest, I had no chocolate.
I'm sorry.
That's all I'm saying.
They weren't handing it out at the gates. I don't know what was going on.
I don't know, but I didn't have anything to eat, so I have a feeling I'll be having a convenience store hot dog for dinner tonight.
Lovely.
And then we're going back to Milwaukee. Tomorrow night we play in Kenosha, and then right back at Chocolate Fest Monday, 5 p.m.
Subtle promo.
There you go.
So tell us how you got started in music. As you said during your show today, this is your 20th year of doing this full time, where you go around performing.
Just solo, playing alone.
Playing alone.
In 20 years ago, I said I'm not having a band anymore, because I started out in bands, and had a record contract when I was really young, and didn't really like it that much. It was the music business is the, what's the good word for it? Sleazy. And especially back then when it was. Now the music business is dead, pretty much. It's been killed by downloads, and it's hard to be in a band. It would be hard to start out now. But then it was really the peak of its business when I had my record contract, and I didn't like it. I didn't like the attitude. But I had bands. I kept having bands after we got dropped by the record label. And then somebody asked me to play solo, and I was terrified because I'd never played in front of people alone. And I realized about the second or third song, I said, I could learn to like this. Because it was just like being a front man, only you don't have to worry about the bass player making a mistake. You know, you just, it's all up to you. And then about 1989, I said, so long, I'm not having any more bands. And I started really working on this.
And you believe that was the right decision?
Yes. Yes, it worked out really well.
All right, so how about we take some time? You can play a song, and then we'll get back to the questions. You're listening to 89.1 WBSD.
But I don't know what to play.
Well, you just did a whole hour and a half long show.
I know, but I don't know what to play here. Does anybody have a request? I don't know. Oh, yeah, that one is too slow.
I'm going to join a cult.
You want to do that one?
Yeah, let's do that one.
I can do that one. I got no self-esteem. Nothing to look forward to. I tell you what I'm gonna do to make my life complete. That was good. I think I'll join a cult and give away my car. Kick my brain waves, analyze, act like I've been hypnotized. Claim to have seen Jesus Christ in Idaho. Oh, I don't know. I think I'll join a cult and shave off all my hair. Get a bride from South Korea, talking on a onomatopoeia. Up till now, I never planned to be a real adult. Well, now, I think I'll join a cult. I think I'll join a cult. Selling roses by the roadside. Annoying people in airports. I've got no self-esteem. Nothing to look forward to. I tell you what I'm gonna do to make my life complete. I think I'll join a cult and worship Linda Blair. Oh, I will pray to Beelzebub, my satanic country club. Maybe build a commune up in Idaho. Oh, I don't know. I think I'll join a cult. They call it real love. Get a house and a minivan. Have some babies if I can. Up till now, I never planned to be a real adult. But now, I think I'll join a cult. I think I'll join a cult. Selling
selling roses by the roadside, drinking grape Kool-Aid. I think I'll join a cult. I think I'll join a cult. I think I'll join a cult.
You're listening to 89.1 WBSC. I'm John Jensen. I'm here live with Pat McCurdy. He just got done performing at Chocolate Fest, and he's doing the right thing after a show to come and talk to me.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you should be doing every
night. It's a natural
night.
Thing right, in exactly. Burlington.
So, as you spoke before, you played with a couple bands. Tell us about your efforts and maybe some accomplishments that you had with those bands.
Well, the first band, the band I had after I finished school, we actually got a contract with RCA Records, a subsidiary of RCA Records. I toured for 2.5-3 years, opened for the big rock acts of the late 70s, early 80s, and had some great times, but then we didn't sell enough records, and then if that happens, you don't get to be on a record label anymore. And then I struggled, trying different kinds of music and trying different, you know, sounds, you know, like keyboard driven or loud guitars. I tried it all. And then I tried kind of loungy stuff, but loungy stuff was not popular when I tried it. I couldn't make anybody like it. And then I started playing alone. So, but, you know, we had a, I had good bands. They weren't like crap or anything, so they were good.
Well, that's good. You got to start somewhere. Since you started going solo, you have adopted a performance style that is almost like no other. Your level of audience participation is amazing, as you displayed tonight and almost in every show you do. How did you decide that you wanted to have this high level of audience participation?
It evolved. It's completely organic. It was nothing's ever planned. Nothing's written down. I never use a set list. I make up songs as I go, and then sometimes they're so good, you know, I like them so much, I'll turn them into real songs. So if I'm writing, I do this bit, I want to write a song about you and your hometown, and I just write these crazy little songs, I just don't know anything about these people I'm writing about, but I get the hometown in there, I rhyme it with something, and I get their name in there, and sometimes I'll go, whoa, that wasn't bad at all, and you remember the melody, but everything just evolves, and the audience participation happened when I was killing time at a show, getting people to sing. People started singing the songs on their own, but like I do the 80s and 90s, and I'm working on the 2000s. I'm working on the 70s, a tribute to the 70s as well, because it seems to me there's a little groundswell of 70s interest now.
Yeah.
So those just were from killing time, and all of a sudden I realized, oh, my God, these people know every word. And it's really a lot of fun to see. The first time, it's like, what is going on here? You know, it's a great feeling to have that many people singing.
Yeah, and I've experienced that. And the first time I saw your show, I was just like, see, that's the kind of show I would want to put on. And anyone who's been to a variety show here at BHS knows that that's what I try to do.
Well, you know, start getting shows, man.
Yeah.
Start playing. Find some place to play.
Can you do our new GM? I want to dedicate this to him. His name's Tom. It's Tom Gilding. Can you do Tom from Burlington?
Tom from Burlington. You know, I can only think of one good rhyme for Burlington. Let me make sure this. That's the one. That's close enough for Tom from Burlington. Okay. I'm on the spot here. Okay.
Gilding.
Oh, a lot rhymes with Tom, okay? That's not, I don't have any problem with that. I gotta get Burlington in there too, okay? Okay, listen to this. My thoughts turn every now and then to this radio station's new GM. Here's my rhyme. He used to date a supermodel named Christy Turlington. His name is Tom, and he's from Burlington. That was my rhyme. Hold it. When he plays winter sports, he is the curling one. His name is Tom, and he's from Burlington. When he's sick to his stomach, he's the hurling one. His name is Tom, and he's from Burlington. There we go.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Great Rock Real Variety 89 BSC. I'm John Jensen. We're live in the studio with Pat McCurdy, who has won Entertainer of the Year in Wisconsin 500,000 times.
Phew.
That's even a number. As I mentioned earlier, you are basically a superstar at Wisconsin college campuses. The word
used to be.
I'd argue with that.
I still do all right, but a lot of students have a lot more things to keep them inside now. They got their Wii and they got their Facebook, you know, and your YouTube. You know, you don't need me so much anymore.
The word "sex and beer," especially on the UW-Madison campus, will always be associated with Pat McCurdy. When you first started, did you think you were going to become a cult classic at this high level?
No, I was just trying to make some money and have some fun and be able to sing and play music. If you can pull it off, it's a good job to have. And that's all I wanted to do, was be able to, you know, tonight I'm thinking, I'm playing the show, I'm doing the show, there's a lot of people there, and at the end I'm going, you know, I really got to work. If I do 2 hours at a festival, I have to work on the second set, get it tighter and get it build up to Sex and Beer, the finale, better. You know, so I'm still working on it. It's not like I never let it just go, oh, that was good enough. I don't do that.
Now, I read on your website that you taught yourself how to play guitar.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you're one heck of a guitar player if you pay attention on stage.
You're very complimentary.
I know. I try.
This guy needs... You do well.
Can we come up with an insult for Pat?
Yeah. Your guitar playing is awful.
You suck. No one likes your show. All right. So we got some time to do a couple more songs. Anyone have any requests here in the station? Anybody? Goofy Town? Can we do that one? Mr. Militzer.
I don't like the tuning of this.
It's a horrible guitar.
How's that one sound? Let me try that one.
All right, we're switching.
This is interesting on the radio, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's called tuning. Oh, this one's good too. I live in Goofy Town with all the idiots, and we don't have a clue, but we're content. I live in Goofy Town where all the morons are completely out of whack and really bent. I got no sense, I got no senses, I got no natural defenses, I got no past or future tenses, I'm a man without a memory. I live in Goofy Town with all the idiots, and we don't have a clue, but we're content. I live in Goofy Town where all the morons are completely out of whack and really bent. Really bent, really bent, I am really very bent, I'm 110% bent, and I'm wondering how my life went so astray. Never took a lesson, so if you need a new beginning, a new locale to do your sinning, if you don't care whose team is winning, welcome to my home. I live in Goofy Town with all the idiots, and we don't have a clue, but we're content. I live in Goofy Town where all the morons are completely out of whack and really bent. Goofy Town with all the idiots, and we don't have a clue, but we're content. I live in Goofy Town where all the morons are completely out of whack and really bent.
All right, we got time for one more request, if anyone here in the station does. That's what we're going to finish with. So one request before we do that. Anybody? Yeah, before we do that one. Anything?
I don't... No, any requests?
A Groovy Town? Groovy thing. That one.
Toast? I'll do a verse of Toast.
Well, the kids are playing in an old refrigerator, your face down on the floor. Grandma's with her skinhead friends, grandpa's blind and driving. And I can't get the toast out of here, I can't get it out. I can't get the toast out of here, but if I had a fork, then I could get the toast out of here. If I had a fork, then I could get the toast out of here. Hey, hey, hey! Would be the audience's part right there. Well, the kids are dropping out of junior high school, and you're drinking beer through a straw. Grandpa's plotting to kill the president, grandma's with her pimp. Me, I'm waiting for the next big bang to blow everything to bits. We all get together on Christmas Day and sing joy to the world. We all get together on Christmas Day and sing joy to the world. And I can't get the toast out of here, I can't get it out. I can't get the toast out of here, but if I had a fork, then I could get the toast out of here. If I had a fork, then I could get the toast out of here. If I had a fork, then I could get the toast out of here. If I had a fork, then I could get the toast out of here. Hey, 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 hey. Let me hear you say yeah.
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 Good God, y'all.
Good God, y'all.
I said, ooh, ooh, what?
Ooh.
That's how it goes. Ooh, ooh.
All right. For those of you just tuning in, I'm sorry, but you're really behind on this one. You should have been quicker. We're going to end the show with a duet with me and Pat. We're going to do Drive in Reverse. So I'll do the first verse, and then you take it away, right? Don't honk your horn at me, get upset or angry. Don't stick your finger out, no need to shout. Don't need to pass me by, I see no reason why. Why we can't share this road and still be friends. Sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a curse. I always drive in reverse. Woo!
I'm walking backwards too, so I can only see what's going on behind and not in front of me. I know where I have been, I know what I have done. Try walking backwards too, like everyone. Sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a curse. I always drive in reverse. Rear end, look out for my rear end. Look out, you pedestrians. Sometimes I lose control. I always drive in reverse. No matter where I walk, no matter where I drive, the place I want to be, I never do arrive. Go on and pass me by, I see no reason why we can't share this road and still be friends. Sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a curse. I always drive in reverse. Everybody, you make it the faster, you make it the first.
I always drive in reverse.
That's right. I always drive, you always drive, we always drive in reverse.
John!
All right, that does
Bravo,
it.
Bravo, John.
Thank you, Pat. That does it for our interview with Pat McCurdy. I hope to see you around the studio some other time.
Oh, I'll be back. I know the GM.
Oh, yes. Monday. He'll be at Chocolate Fest on Monday. If you are under 21, you need an adult to get to his show. He's in the beer tent. What time is that at, Pat?
That would be 5 p.m.
5 p.m. at the beer tent at Chocolate Fest. Thank you very much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me, and we'll see you again.
Definitely. Up next on BSD is Peter Gabriel with Salisbury Hill on Great Rock Real Variety 89 BSD.